When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone. Episode number 126, the Life Coaching for Men podcast. What's going on this week? Everybody doing all right? I told you that we're going to start doing a little traveling, and this week is when that starts. So my wife, Natalie, one of the things she said during chemo was that one of her goals was to run a half marathon when she got out. And so she's been out about 6 months, and believe it or not, she is going to run a half marathon this weekend. So I am not going to run a half marathon, in case you all were wondering, but she is, and I will be there to support and cheer her on. But yeah, she's going to do that. So she's been training. She's ran, I think she's got up to 5 miles right now. So she's going to try to get up to six and a half or seven before she actually does it. And she's actually ran a couple several years ago. She's done this twice, I think, but certainly not since chemo. So she's got a shirt that's been made. She's running for some folks that are survivors, and then some that have been stricken by cancer. So should be pretty cool, but she's doing that this weekend. So we will be on the road, and then I'll fill you in a little bit more about some of our travels that we have coming up. Really excited about one in particular that I will share with you. So just wanted you to know that. I also wanted to share an email that I got, which is really pretty cool. I've tried to tell you how appreciative I am for you all that, you know, listen each week or that reach out. But I just got this out of the blue last week or a couple weeks ago now, maybe. But it says, "Good evening. My name is DJ. I just stumbled across your podcast and it was much needed. I'm just reaching out and letting you know you're greatly appreciated. And I had really been struggling for years in the past and worrying about what some people think of me. But thank you so much for the motivation and the inspiration." And DJ, just wanted to say thank you for that. And good things are in store for you. And I will certainly remember you as well as your email. So thanks to that. And like I said, just really appreciate those. It just, you know, gives me a little bit of encouragement too, just like I try to give to you each week. So thank you for that. So on that note, let's talk a little bit about sometimes not our favorite subject, but comparison. And really, what are some of those dangers that lurk around comparison? And why do we compare? You know, I think society in general has sold us a bill of goods in terms of why we compare. I mean, certainly years ago it was, right? Years ago it was the radio or it was TV, and then and now certainly with the internet and social media, comparison's everywhere. I mean, we're told to look a certain way. We're told we're supposed to act a certain way. We're told we're supposed to, you know, have certain hair. We're told we're supposed to have, you know, a certain look, certain weight, certain, you name it, that's what we're told. And hence, it's very easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others. And the more we feed into that, the more we feed into that narrative in our brain, the more we feed into that lie, the easier it is for us to get sucked in. The easier it is for us to get caught up and saying, you know what? I should be or wish I could be like X, Y, and Z. And when we go down that road, it brings up or can bring up all kinds of stuff for us that's really not serving us well in any capacity. Like, there is nothing in trying to be or wanting to be what someone else is, what someone else has, what someone else does, right? There's really nothing good in that for us. Now, you could say, well, I strive to be like them in certain areas. Sure, I get that, right? I get that. You want to follow somebody's wealth plan because it's helped them become wealthy. You want to follow somebody's weight loss plan. You want to follow somebody's lifting plan. It's a little different, right? That's somebody that you've seen figure out a certain niche and they've become successful in that, and you're going to map and try to do your own version of that. Great, go for it. This is the type of comparison that says I'm not good enough because I'm not like them, right? I'm not valuable enough because I can't do XYZ. I'm not good enough because I don't have the same talents, strengths, uniqueness of somebody else. And you're probably right, you don't. But what is so amazing and what is so life-breathing and what is so awesome is that nobody has your strengths either, especially the way you uniquely bring them. It's like the question I heard years ago, what do you bring to the party, right? What do you bring? It was an interview question. I thought it was kind of a strange question at the time, but what do you bring to the party? What's all of those things that make you uniquely you? And when we can begin to embrace those, when we can begin to love ourselves because we're just 100% lovable the way we are, doesn't mean we want to be content maybe the way you are. Doesn't mean if there's areas you want to grow in, you don't try to grow. But when you start trying to be someone else, you will always feel like you fall short. And remember, you never know what that other person's going through, right? Just because that person looks like they've got it all together, just because they speak so eloquently in public, just because they have the physique that you would love to have, just because they have the wife or the girlfriend you think, everybody is going through something. Everybody is struggling in an area of their lives. So the more we take time to worry about ourselves, trying to be like someone else, we could just focus on ourselves. And we could focus on those things that make us uniquely us. Because remember, you get to choose what you want to think about. You get to choose what you want to think about each and every day. So what are some of those things? I want you just to think, right, internally, because it's going to be different for everyone. Because some people aren't going to be on social media as much as others. Some people aren't going to be on TikTok, or some people aren't going to be on Instagram or watch Instagram stories, or some people, believe it or not, aren't going to be on Facebook. So different people are going to have different triggers. So what triggers your discontentment? Or what triggers you to want to engage in that thing within you that says, oh, I need to be more like them? What makes you want to compare yourselves to someone else? Like, what is it? Is it a certain website? Is it a friend who always seems to have, you know, the latest trendy things or the latest gossip? Is it a certain place? Is it a car? You know, is it a relationship? What is it that triggers you in those certain areas? The first thing I want you to do is become aware of those. So become aware of what your triggers are or who your triggers are. And then ask yourself a great question. Ask yourself, why does that trigger you? Is there some sort of insecurity? The answer is yes. That comes up within you that you need to really think about, work on, work through, dig through, clean up in order for you to begin the process of really loving and being comfortable in your own skin. For some of you, there's magic there. When you just bring it to light, when you write it down, and you go, oh, what is that inside of me that feels like, you know what comparison is? Maybe it's a little jealousy. You know, you get that twinge. Maybe it's a lot of jealousy. And then that thing comes up in you. Can you name where it is? Do you notice your heart rate getting up? Do you notice your chest getting tight? Do you notice it coming up the back of your neck? When you begin to notice that, you can begin to say, oh, this is what that is. This is that trigger. What is the reason for the trigger? Right? Do you think there's an area where you're just not good enough? Is it an area where someone has told you you're not good enough? Is it an area where you've began to believe the lie, like we talked about last week, and you need to rewrite the story? You need to rewrite the narrative? Because listen, my friends, there's no one in the world that's just like you. There's no one in the world that can bring to the party the things you can bring to the party. There's no one that can impact and influence the people in your circle like you can. There's no one that can be a dad to your kids like you can. There's no one that can be a spouse to your mate like you can. There's no one that can do the type of work that you do like you can. Yeah, they can replace you, but no one can do it like you can. And so this week, I want you to begin to notice if this is an area for you that you struggle in. Notice where that comes up in you. Do a thought download, right? Put your thoughts down on paper. Do these thoughts serve me well? What are some things I can do to begin to become more lovable for myself? What are those? Write down what makes you unique. And if the first thing that comes to mind is nothing, I want you to dig a little bit. We are all unique in our own way, right? Think, if you can only come up with one or two things, great. Think about one or two things that you do well. Going to make you feel more unique. What are some things you're grateful for in your own life that you're just happy that you have? Where are you content in your own life? Where do you not feel like you have to pretend? Where you can just be you? In those moments, in those areas, that's where you begin to say, you know what? I can relish in the fact that I am unique. I am special. I am worthy to be here. I am the only person in the world who can be me. So this week, take some time. Notice where that comparison comes up. Begin to call it out. Begin to say, this is what this is. This is why. And begin to take note of why you are so unique, just the way you are. So reach out if I can help you this week. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, DrDarrenWilson.com. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.